Blog Talk Radio.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Ooh, mountains, we gon' walk it out, and ooh, mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,000 times again. And I'll rise up, I'll like the waves. I'll rise up, in spite of the ache. I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,000. Silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet. That we have each other.
Missions, bro.
Man, you got the same email I got, bro. They said it's a private party, bro.
Alright.
Come on. Yo, stop!
Man, Chris, you always chasing the girl. Man, look at us, bro. Got us in the middle of nowhere.
I ain't chasing the... It's just me. We going to the boys. Come on, man. You think I'm chasing the girl? Me?
Hell yeah.
You mean to tell me your ex ain't gonna be here?
Exactly.
Hey, what's he like?
She gonna be there. That ain't got nothing to do with why we going, though.
Yeah. I guess so.
Tripping.
Man, you're not telling me you're scared right now.
This ain't what niggas do.
I don't want to go.
What? Oh, my pussy hurts.
So what? Come on, bro.
Bitches this way, right?
See, I told you. Do what you want.
Come on, man. Let's go.
Show. I am your lovely host, taking you on a smooth ride. Hey, y'all. Did y'all miss me? What's up? We on Loud Live, y'all. And the topic for tonight is, if you could change your past, would you? If you could change some of your past, would you change it? And if so, why or how would you go about changing it? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go and get back off into this lovely, lovely, lovely playlist. And I'm gonna play a little bit of that. I'm gonna play a little bit of this guy, okay? Groove me.
Tonight. around the city. It don't really matter what it costs, cause you know y'all niggas gon' get what you want, babe.
Because he was acting up. He broke this 7-year-old's jaw. What the hell? What is going on in these cities with these teachers? They either having sex with the kids, now they abusing our kids. Come on, man. Mm-hmm. That's too much. That's way too much. The kid is 7 years old. People want to say, oh, he was being hyper, whatever. Come on, man. You can't do that. That's a 7-year-old. So whoever this teacher is, I hope they lock your ass up underneath the jail. That ain't right.
No,
so y'all know we
gotta
stick to the we gotta stick to the thing. We gotta talk about your boy, man. Your boy Trump. Oh, we gotta you know it's new. Come on, Sunday, you know what it is. It's new. We gotta talk about this dude. So allegedly, I'm only saying allegedly because, you know, you can't believe everything that you read, but there's a possibility that he could be impeached the day that he actually takes office. And it all centers around the whole little thing that we was talking about the last time. We was talking about him getting into, you know, the whole little thing about racketeering and things like that, possibility that he could be impeached. And then there's a conflict of interest with him still wanting to create a blind trust that his kids would run in order for him to be able to keep power. Come on, man. Anybody believe in that?
Absolutely.
This is a man
not.
Who is trying to put his dominance out there. The other thing about that situation is he's going in a couple of days down to Indiana to meet with the carrier company. That is a subsidiary of the United Technologies. You know, they do all of the military building and things like that. A lot of people felt like President Obama should have invested more. It would have kept jobs and things like that. Well, he pretty much promised the people down there that he would be able to help them keep 1,000 jobs. But y'all know he made a deal. Well, they made a deal with the devil.
Right.
They made a deal with the devil. Y'all know that already. So it's what it is. It's what it is. We're going to see how this all play out. You know, he keep on stacking his cabinet. He got the lady who has, basically, she has no education, but she is somehow a billionaire. She will be his new secretary of education. And, of course, if y'all don't know anything about this lady, she does not like public education. She is all for charter schools. She is all about shutting the public school system down and just creating all these charter schools, giving out all of these waivers and things of that nature just so she could go ahead and get what they want. It's a power move. It's a power move. What's going on in Illinois, though? It's crazy, but what's going on in Illinois, though? Just so everybody know, Bruce Rauner is going after the unions. Where is he starting? He's starting with the Elgin State Hospital. He is trying to dismantle the union. He's talking about bringing in other agents, outside agencies, temp agencies to do the work of the people who've been there for years. You know, he's telling the union, like, hey, y'all either going to comply and do what I want y'all to do, or I'm going to disband y'all. So y'all going to have to figure this out. Meaning he wants to get rid of some jobs. He wants to stop overtime. He wants to create a system that they would have to apply for overtime. Oh, yeah, it's going down in Illinois. Come on, man. That's why you got to pay attention to who it is that you are putting in office. People, please pay attention to who you're putting in your offices, whether they mayors, their governors, their state reps, the aldermen, whatever it is, please pay attention. Do some history on these people. Get their backstory. You have a greedy businessman, a.k.a. Bruce Rauner, a.k.a. Donald Trump. These people are businessmen. So they're trying to come in. They want to run states. They want to run countries. And we're being dumb enough, well, not us, but our counterparts are being dumb enough to elect these people to office. What do you think they're going to do? What do you think they're going to do when they get in office? Donald Trump, they say he got 515 businesses. Just so we're clear, he only has 247 businesses. 268 of those businesses only bear his father's last name. He has no control over that. As we saw that the two apartment buildings that had his name on there they took the Trump name off of the buildings, and he couldn't do anything about it. People, please pay attention to what's going on in the news. I'm just letting y'all know. It's getting crazy out here. Another thing is, before I let y'all go, I got to talk to y'all about the Electoral College. Everybody know that there's been a big push to get Hillary Clinton in, right?
Right.
So they got over 4 million votes off a petition to ask that the Electoral College nominate Hillary Clinton for president. We're going to see how this goes come December the 19th. We're going to see how it goes and breaks down. But a little history lesson about the Electoral College. James Madison, yes, the president of the United States back then, he is the one who created this Electoral College. Pretty much they knew that they could not win presidency with the popular votes because it was just too many people. So not only did he say we need to create a college that will determine what was going to happen, we're going to make sure that we make all of the slaves down there unable to vote. And if they did get counted in the vote, it would only count as 3/5. Know what's going on, people? That's where the Electoral College came from. It's your boy Dave Chi-Town. I'm bringing y'all the news. Y'all know how it go. Got a couple of little gems to sprinkle up in there. Turn y'all back over to the lady of the hour.
Thank you so much, Dave. And we're going to holler at you next Wednesday.
Sure.
I know you're going to continue to listen in, and I appreciate you. That is always Dave with that knowledge in the news, always giving y'all and schooling y'all as always. I'm going to get back off into this playlist. It's a short show tonight. Oh, my co-host is on the line. Hey, Dino.
Hi, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
I know, right? What, Dino, don't you guys, you got something going on, don't you? I've been seeing you promote something.
Just Opium on Saturday. I'm doing Opium every Saturday now, and it is a great time. I'm trying to figure out when y'all are free to come hang out with me on a Saturday.
I'll come next time. Look at this. Once again, here we go about to kick it like we on a three-way. I text you. Well, let everybody know how much it is to get an Opium and what's, you know.
Ladies are free until 10:30 with no RSVP needed. And then after that, it's $10. And then I really want to say for guys, it's $10 or $15. I'm not sure. I know it's no more than $15. But I'll for sure have the correct price for the guys next time I'll talk to y'all about it. But I mean, it's worth it. I promise you. If it is $15, it is worth it. You're going to have a good time. Good food.
So bring y'all
books
out.
Of
come on out.
Whole lot of gas.
Y'all come on
it's
out
nice.
This Saturday. Come on out and check Opium on out on Saturday night, y'all. I'm going to get off into this playlist. I'm going to play a couple more songs, and then we're going to call it a night tonight. It's a short show. But I just had to come on and love y'all and give y'all what y'all wanted, you know? I'm getting ready to play I Want to Be Down by Brandy, because I want to be down.
Get hypnotic with the moon, but you got to put me down soon. I flip a sideshow if you come my way, up, down, and around, even sideways. I'm about as ready as the light can get. We can go all out, I ain't afraid of the sweat, but yet I bet you got the techniques to freak a girl inside out. What's that all about? Can I have some of that? You gotta put me on. Word around town is your 9 men strong. I wanna be put on in the worst way. Since the first day, I think it was the Thursday. You be that brother that I wanna sink my teeth in. Make me wanna ask, where the hell you been? I like the way you be with all that personality. But I got flavor too, you need to get with me. Every day, new clothes. Look at the cut coupon. On three, got the heat, so bluff it. Slang it fast, he's because it's more than 20 ducats. Drunk it, kinda rich, now his pockets looking straight. Slam the D's on the benzo, pancake by the gate. Mom, looking straight with her half, she got great. Lounge. lounging in her new home that's about to stay. I'll be your core male motel. You can get it when you want it, even though you got chicks all up on it. Don't matter, cause brother, you fly. I can't lie. I've been macking daddy from the corner of my eye. Now, baby, bring it on. Don't be frontin' on your baby boo. All I wanna know is what's up with you. How can I get with you? Seems like you got a hold on me. It must be voodoo, cause baby, I want you.
Like eggs and break bags. Cause I know how to handle your fake ass. I'ma ride on you and hide you in yesterday's trash. Pull up in the Chevy, spraying rounds through the glass. Till you're laying face down in the grass and I laugh. Hi, that's the end of the saga. The end of my problems, nigga. Master Impala. Go lay up with a model and watch the news tomorrow. And that's the end, checkmate. Game over, I holler. Man, I'm telling you, partner, you don't know what you're doing. Don't recognize the trouble you're getting into and you're ruined. They dig this, man. I spent my childhood in a wild hood. And all the gangster shit you talking, yeah, it sound good. But make it understood, you gon' have to show me. I'm an OG, you wanna overthrow me.
Stand up.
You don't like what I'm saying, then buck. Swing when you see me, we can throw them hands, sucker.
Stand up.
If you ain't notice, nigga, I don't give a fuck. If I said it, then I meant it. And what? Fuck, nigga.
Stand up.
You don't wanna see the trigger, man, bumps. Hit you and your mans up. Make it hard for niggas.
Stand up.
Yeah, your crew, they don't want it with us, dude. And if the motherfuckers do, bust a motherfucking move.
Stand up.
Beloved, we gather here to day to marry this young nigga in his own special thug way. Do you promise to love and respect all of the real niggas? And when a problem come, learn to deal with them. Do you swear to turn the chopper on any motherfucker in your path? Any bitch that's trying to stop you? And do you promise to keep them handy and don't hand it to nobody, nobody except family? To keep them cocked and loaded and don't expose them to nobody unless somebody want them in his body. To love and cherish him from his trigger to a barrel, from the bottom of your heart to death, do your fucking part. Do you understand to live the life by him and to sell your soul? The Lord knows you're gonna die by him. I know you heard gun stories about John Wayne and Billy the Kid. Shit, all the motherfuckers dead. And did you know that every other bitch from the Wild Wild West end up dying from hollow points to their fucking chest? Cause they ain't never seen a carbine, a Mini 14, or a Tommy gun with a 100-round fucking gun.
If you don't like what I'm saying, then buck. Swing when you see me, we can throw them hands, sucker.
Stand up.
If you ain't know this nigga, I don't give a fuck. If I said it, then I meant it. And what? Fuck, nigga.
Stand up.
You don't wanna see the trigger, man. Bumps hit you and your man's up. Make it hard for niggas to
stand up.
Tell your crew they don't want it with us, dude. And if the motherfuckers do, bust a motherfucking move.
Stand up.
I'm talking about riding out tonight. Only way I die first, gotta kill me in this verse. Weezy F, middle finger to life. So nothing seemed critical in the hood, I'm typical. Yeah, I'm feeling good and spiritual. Healing hoods, put this shit up out my kitchen. I'm pitching it, it's really good. Smoking, drinking, I'm like a fish. And I probably shit on your bitch. Probably piss on the lips and she probably give you a kiss. Nasty, highly grown plastic. Polly with a nigga, probably robbed the same bastard. Ask him, we don't give a fuck about a casket. Nigga, this the murder cabin. Niggas just murder happy. 12 years old, I jumped off the pot. I started selling rock right after I got shot. I had to hold my weight down. Put the nigga stand up or lay down.
Stand up.
If you don't like what I'm saying, then buck. Swing when you see me, we can throw them hands, sucker.
Stand up.
If you ain't know this nigga, I don't give a fuck. If I said it, then I meant it. And what? Fuck, nigga.
Stand up.
You don't wanna see the trigger, man. Bumps hit you and your man's up. Make it hard for niggas to
stand up.
Tell your crew they don't want it with us, dude. And if the motherfuckers do, bust a motherfucking move.
Stand up.
What's up, it's your girl Tia Sharon bringing you the horoscopes for tonight. It is officially Sagittarius season. Shout out to those Sagittarius. Tonight's horoscope read, you're a curious one, all right. You know what you want and how this works. The curiosity for the world around you is one of your most valuable assets. It guarantees that you'll stay interested and engaged and thereby fulfilled your whole life long, so get out there and find answers in some questions today for your life. For your career and finances, keep your head down and focus on your busy work until the air clears next week. Political garbage is at the office and seriously ruffling the feathers right now, and emotions are raw. Be serious but sensitive, and don't ask for any favors for at least a few days. Your compatible signs are Scorpio, Libra, and Pisces, and your lucky numbers are 1, 64, and 91. And this is Tia signing off with your horoscope.
That makes me laugh. Last time I took drugs, I just took half of it.